Good evening. The time is 8 p.m.
QST, QST, QST. Calling all radio amateurs. This is KS1 PPY activating the Fokker Amateur Radio Association Technical Services Net. This net is held every Sunday at 8 p.m. local time on the 147-165 MHz W4VA repeater in Warrenton, Virginia. This repeater is owned and operated by the Fokker Amateur Radio Association and uses a PL tone of 167.9 Hz for access. If anyone listening would like additional information, please see our website at w4va.org. The purpose of this net is to provide a forum for technical discussion and Q&A regarding technical topics such as equipment hardware, computer software, antennas, operating procedures, and other similar information related to the radio art. I do not have a particular planned subject for the evening, so if anybody has a technical question or a technical subject they would like to discuss, please call KS1PPY.
N7IVV.
Alrighty, N7IVV. What kind of subject do you want to bring?
I heard this afternoon some chatter about a good way to define current versus voltage. And I thought we might kind of just discuss that, see what ways everybody likes for defining it and explaining it to neophytes, including myself sometimes. Anyway, I guess that's it. N7IBV back to you.
Yeah, fair enough. So, good way to define current versus voltage. Okay, I'll take that as a good subject. Let's see. All right, I got to get back to my script. Announcements. The only announcements that I have for this net are the upcoming club meeting on January 13th. I don't believe there's an informal breakfast for this weekend. Just due to Christmas, everybody's going to be busy. And I know there was a testing session. I'm hoping that somebody who was at the testing session or was around the testing session, give us some updates on how well it went. And on the contesting field, there's a couple of contests going on, should be closing up this weekend, a lot of CW contests, one in Croatia and a few others. But for this upcoming week, I found it very interesting that there is what's called the CW QRS Christmas Activity. The CW Christmas Activity is sponsored by a CW QRS Telecom Group, and it is to promote the use of amateur radio telegraphy to encourage meeting between radio operators with different skill levels and allow beginner radio operators to become more familiar with the use of telegraphy and to encourage the rag-queuing QSO. It's going to run from 00 UTC Monday the 20th, and will go all week until 2359 UTC Friday, and it'll be on the 160 meter, 80, 40, 20, 15, and 10 meters. So if you go down into the CW sections of those bands, you'll see people who are participating in this activity calling CQ, XMS, you know, DE, their call sign. So it's a good chance for anybody who's wanting to work on some CW or just wants to get better at their Morse code to go in there and listen in, maybe make a few contacts and participate in that activity. Club dues are due. Please make sure you get your dues paid through. They have a PayPal link on the club website, and. Yeah, try to get those done so we can actually do stuff like have the barbecues and Christmas parties and other such things. Does anyone else have any announcements, club-related or otherwise? Please give me a call, KS1PPY.
KS1PPY, K4JNT Mobile.
K4JNT Mobile, do you have you got something for an announcement for that tonight?
I just want to let everybody know my wife's in the hospital, not doing too well. That's why I haven't been on the radio. Just keep us in your thoughts and prayers.
Yeah, roger that. I am so sorry to hear that. And like when we spoke on the phone, if you need anything, be sure to give the club members a call. And for anybody in the club during this time, please keep K4JNT's wife in your prayers and pray for good help. She's not doing well at all with the COVID fight. And for anybody, I've heard this said on other nets, and I'll kind of encourage it for this one. You know, take the opportunity to check in on all your sick and shut-in friends. Check on your other friends in the club. Make sure everybody's doing okay. We're all here to look out for each other. So appreciate you coming in, Wayne, and prayers go out to you. Any other announcements? Okay, not hearing any other announcements, let's go ahead for some check-ins. Again, tonight's subject is just what you tend to find current versus voltage. How do you separate those two terms, and how do you explain it to somebody who needs to know the difference? Let's take check-ins. Please call now.
K4JNT Mobile in and out.
KX4KU.
KM4SPL.
C9TDX.
KO4LUA in and out.
Whiskey 4, Juliet Oscar Tango.
Okay, so we'll hold there for a second. N7IVV, I got you checked in. K4JNT in and out. And please remember him in your prayers. Thank you for stopping by, Wayne. KX4KU, KN4SBL, and I believe I got it right, KC9TDX, Tango Delta X-Ray. Robert, says you're in Haymarket. KO4LUA is in and out, and Whiskey 4, Juliet Oscar Tango. Is there anybody missed or anybody that I got your call sign wrong? Please give me a call.
K1HTV.
K3FR.
Okay, adding Rich, K1HTV, and on K3FR. Thank you guys for joining us. Stop off at the top of the list, N7IVV. What was your way of defining current versus voltage? Go ahead.
KS1PPY in the net, N7IVV. Good evening, Sippy, and everybody else. My thoughts and prayers go out, and my heart goes out to Wayne. I hope things turn out okay there. We'll be thinking of you. It was interesting this afternoon, somebody got on the radio and was actually having a discussion with his girlfriend, apparently, trying to help her understand the difference between current and voltage, and that got me thinking. I was actually trying to answer, but somebody else jumped in, and I actually think it was John, AK4GG, got in there. But anyway, the point is, analogy that I've used over the years where I had heard, sometimes it still gets me a little cattywampus, but you think of a river, or a flow of water, I should say, and see, I had it all in my mind before, but current is, I guess, how fast, and voltage is how much, is what it boils down to. Current is how fast the water is running, and voltage is how much water there is. So, and then, of course, you take those two things together and say you're trying to drive a turbine with it, you know, like on a dam. You can have water running really fast, but if you've only got a little bit of stream, you don't have a lot of power. And obviously, amps times voltage equals power. And the reverse of that is if you don't have a lot of current, you don't have a lot of flow, but you have, if it's not moving very fast, but you have a lot of voltage, a lot of water coming down, then you also don't have a whole lot of force to move those turbines. So if you get the more you get, then the better off you are. Also, electricity, or voltage rather, is also known as electromotive force. There's the pressure of the water, how much pressure there is. Now, I may have gotten that completely backwards, which is why I need to have pretty pictures like this. When you're trying to describe it to somebody in a really simple way, sometimes it gets a little convoluted. Anyway, that's my definition, and if I'm backwards, then please, everybody will let me know. KS1PPY7IVV, back to you.
Yeah, sounds good. We'll move through there. I will warn you, I have heard from many electrical engineers, they absolutely hate it when you compare electricity to water. I don't know what it is. Maybe they just don't mix, but they've never enjoyed that. Next down, we got KX4KU. Good way to define current versus voltage. Go ahead.
KS1PPY, KX4KU, in the net. Good evening, Sippy. Thanks for doing the net tonight. And yes, my thoughts and prayers are with Wayne's wife as well. sorry to hear that. One thing while people, I should have said something. If anybody can tell me what the heck's going on with the bands, or if it's just my antenna that's screwed up, I'd like to know, because things aren't looking very good tonight. I don't know if it's the antenna I replaced or not. As for the analogy, I kind of always, and you know, the heck with the engineers, because it's easier for lay people to understand. Is the way I always look at it is kind of like Brad's, but I use more of a hose and water going through the hose, and because you can say, okay, earth, you know, if you squeeze the hose, you could be adding more resistance. I consider the voltage is the amount of pressure, the pressure that the water is under, and then the amperage is the volume of water that's able to go through a pipe. So if you use that like you're filling a swimming pool up, you know, if you have a lot of amps, you can, and a big pipe, you can fill the pool up real quick. If you use a little dinky hose with all that resistance and try to fill it up, it'd take a lot longer. But depending on the amount of pressure you have, and the size of the pipe, you get, you know, so it's kind of relative like that. I'm not, but I just kind of think of it as the voltage being the pressure, amperage being the amount of water available to use. And, you know, like if there's a tank on the house, the pressure will be the amount of pressure because of gravity, and then the volume would be the amperage based upon how big the hole is and how much you can fit down there. So it's not exactly the greatest way to explain it because I'm on the radio and trying to do it on the fly. One last thing. I replaced the ZS6 BKW antenna today with my hand fed. I think I was desensing it by the way I had to run. But ever since I've gotten home, something else is wrong or the bands are dead. Because things aren't looking exactly the way they normally do. That's all I got for now. I'll shut up. Guess on PPY KX4K, back to that.
Sounds good. Yeah, maybe air pressure, better way to think. Like, you have an air tank that's filled to a certain capacity, that's the voltage that you've got for the air tank, and then when you push it down to whatever air tool you're using, you only push down a certain amount with a regulator so that the tool only gets a certain percentage of pressure through there. It's just a half thought that went through my head as you were describing that. And moderately relevant in Wayne talking me down yesterday because I blew the expansion tank on our hot water heater, went kablooey, and I ringed him up in a panic, and he was able to talk me down to run over and go grab an expansion tank from Home Depot and get it fixed without a lot of problems. And I still have to thank him for that one. Let's see, next up we got KN4, FDO. What's your way to define current versus voltage? Go ahead.
KS1, PPY from KN4, SPL in the net. Good evening, Sippy, and all in the net. Let's see, first off, thoughts and prayers to Wayne's wife. Just real sorry to hear that. So definitely thoughts and prayers there. To Kevin, with the bands being wacky, looks like we're in a solar storm right now. It looks like we're in a K5 solar storm. So at least that's what the KP current KP index is saying. So And I'm not 100% sure if this one's 100% updated, but I think that's what's going on. Quick break. Everyone's description, either I'm wrong or what, but I always said it was the, if you're thinking of a water pipe, that voltage is the volume and the pressure is the current. But, you know, thinking about it now, I know I understand my water and electricity doesn't really work well, because, I mean, no matter what, the voltage is what's on the wire. You know, I mean, just think of your house wire at your house, 120 volts. So you have 120 volts on the line to an outlet and with nothing plugged into it. Well, you know, that means there's water in the pipe up to the outlet. Once you plug a light bulb into that, that causes, that's the load, that the current is the load, so that's what makes the electrons flow down the wire, which I consider pressure. So that's the way I always envisioned it, is that if you're going to explain it with water, because the pressure in the water pipe is current. But maybe I'm wrong, I don't know. Again, water's not the best thing to use. So anyway, that's my attempt to explain it. But this is K4SPL, back to net.
Oh, that's fair. Maybe that's, like I said, the electrical engineers hate when it's compared to water. That may be part of the reason why. But we'll get some more answers, and then I'll read off what I just looked up. Google has become almost synonymous with repository of information somewhere in there. KC9 TDX, go ahead.
Yeah, it's KC9 TDX. And here's Bob. I don't know. I kind of like the analogies of water. I guess it would just add that the voltage is the potential energy and current is the energy in motion. So, you know, if you think you have a battery or anything else, I mean, you've got a potential energy source there, and if it's an ideal voltage source, it looks like that potential energy is a constant. And then if you want to have the energy in motion, you need to connect it in a circuit, of course, and so you have to have the energy flow, and the thing that regulates the flow is the resistance through the circuit. I could see where changing the diameter of the pipe would kind of look like resistance. If you think about how a field effect transistor works, it's kind of like they change the current flow through the channel by changing the size of the channel, you know, when you bias a FET. So, which kind of looks like changing the diameter of a hose or something when you're doing it. So I can see where maybe the water analogy would work. And if I could just add in something completely orthogonal, not related, I was trying to test a Yagi antenna connected to my HT over on a repeater over in Linden. I'm in Haymarket, so I don't know if there's anyone in the net that talks on that repeater. It's at 442.35 megahertz, and there's another one there at 444.15. I guess I tried talking over there, and I think I queued up the repeater and stuff, but there was no one there to talk to, so I was just trying to see if I could hit it with my HT. The reason is I was looking to someone in another club I had talked to has an old DMR radio they were looking to get rid of. It's a portable, and I just wanted to make sure path loss-wise I could, you know, hit the repeater, so I'd appreciate if anyone is on that thing who could talk over there. But anyway, so back to that. This is KC9TDX.
Well, very good. I know KO4CLR uses the Linden repeater quite frequently for his DMR activities. So if you hear him flying around, you may want to catch him and see if he can test it out with you. I know I am not able to hit the Linden repeaters from my QTH, particularly here in Warrenton. But you know, maybe a Yagi is all I need to do and actually focus it. But I think there's things in the way. But sure, yeah, I'm sure someone in the club, if you ring us over here, somebody can run over and try to test on that one. I think KN4GDX, I think he frequently uses a Linden repeater from his location, so if you hear him on, he can swap over to there. But yeah, good luck with that one, and thanks for the current versus voltage input. I'll read off my stuff a little bit later. Next up, we had KO4LUA, Chuck, in and out. Thank you for stopping by. Whiskey 4, Juliet Oscar Tango, please give us your input.
Good evening, KS1PPY and the net. This is W4JOT, checking in for the first time from my official ham shack here at the house. I finally got my J-pole on the roof, and this is my first net. As far as current versus voltage, when I started studying for my technician, I used the water analogy only because of my training in the fire service, and it all made sense and it all correlated, the voltage being the pressure, the current being the size of the hose. You increase the size of the hose for more water flow, and then resistance being friction loss when you're running water through a hose and through devices like Y's or gates and stuff like that. So that's how I've always thought about it, and I don't really have anything else to add that nobody else has already mentioned. So W4JOT, back to that.
Well, welcome aboard. You're sounding full quieting, and it sounds really good. Feel free to join us on Sunday nights and Wednesday nights at 8, and we'd love to have you for further discussions and input, and hear how things are going with your setup. J-poles are a good beginning of things. Next comes the Yagis to focus where you're going, but you never have too many antennas. Welcome aboard. T1HTV, Rich, go ahead.
Thanks, Sippy. This is K1HTV. Your name is Bill. It's the first 7 minutes or so. I fell asleep in the chair. I've been up for a couple of days putting antennas together, putting a 5-element 20-meter Yagi together Thursday and Friday, and then yesterday spent all day with outside with the crew of 5 others. W8ZN, Andy, K1RA was up the tower, and the rest of us as a ground crew. We put up the 5-element 20-meter beam. Travis, W8BT, helped along, as well as a couple of Andy's friends, one from D.C., one from Maryland, that I knew from when he was back in the University of Maryland. And we had a good size, a lot of work to put up the 20-meter 5-element beam. Used a tram line to raise it, and turned out pretty well. It's on the tower now. Tower's rotating it with a 20-meter beam at about the 82-foot level, and it works. SWR is very low. I repositioned the elements, the spacing, and changed the element sizes to match what appeared to be a better design with better gain, better front-to-back ratio, and it seems to be working well. Oh, as mentioned, the K-index is up to 5. It's starting to make the bands kind of stinko. But the antenna was working quite well. As far as the analogy of voltage and current, I also use water. I think of not a funnel, but some sort of a container on the top of a long pipe. And the amount of water you can put into the container, let's talk about an upside-down 1-gallon container. You put 2 inches of water in it. There's not very much pressure, not much voltage pushing on the pipe. It flows. And the amount of current flowing is not very, very much, but that's an analogy of water flow. When you fill the gallon container, upside down gallon container with the top chopped off, put a lot of water in it, so you have it completely full. The current of gross will be greater because of all this extra pressure of all the water at the top. If you put it through a tube, if the tube becomes clogged with, say, sediment or sand, you consider that resistance. So the water flow is going to be less. The current will be less because of the resistance of what's in the hose, the vertical hose. And at the bottom, of course, the amount of current is going to be reduced because of the resistance of what's in the pipe. And also, if you make the pipe larger, the hose larger, you'll get a greater current flow. Anyway, it's tough for some to imagine how it all works, and maybe water's not the best way to do it, but that's the way I've at least thought about current flow. Other than that, thinking about the beam that was installed, the 20-meter beam, was so tired Saturday night, 7:30, fell asleep, got up about 1:30 to a noise on the porch, turned out to be a bear. Got some pictures of a bear up on the porch deck, licking away a lot of the bird seed I put on a little deck platform, platform on the rail, and could not get to sleep, so I got on 20 meters, and I was hearing JT1CO in Mongolia on 20 at one, between 1 and 2 in the morning. Worked quite a few African stations, a couple of JAs in Japan. So the band is open with the solar flux up at the 121 level. The 20-meter band was in unusually good shape in the wee hours of the morning. That will happen when the flux gets high. But, of course, with magnetic storm now, that's kind of messes things up for a while. But it's good to see the solar flux up in the 120s again. That's it for now. Back to net control. And sorry to hear about Wayne's wife. He had called a couple of days ago explaining what's going on. So hopefully things will go well for Wayne and his wife. Back to net control. This is K1HTV.
Roger that. Good on the beam going up. I just remember just a little bit ago I finally got a JA on 12 meters, but with things changing, I guess I may have to start going lower in frequency and kind of up the band with the changes. And but with solar flux, who knows, maybe the change won't be worth it. And this is KS1 CPY with the Sunday Night Paratechnical Services Net. K3FR, go ahead.
Well, good evening, KS1 CPY, K3FR. And prayers and thoughts for Wayne and his wife. Both need them. Well, I did want to just throw a curveball in here. You mentioned the CW activity later in the week. There's also Straight K9 will be coming up on New Year's Eve and New Year's Day. That's always a fun activity, too, and there's nothing there that really indicates that you want to do high-speed stuff. It's though I know a number of people with a straight key can handle sending it a fairly decent clip. current and voltage visualization. I was... in my profession, electronic engineer, and so I went through a lot of training and stuff back in college, and they try to get the thing to you is that voltage is considered potential energy, potential, and it's one reason why it's called potential, and current is the flow of electrons in a conductor past a certain point in a given amount of time. Of course, power and energy can be developed from there if you have the basic power and energy equations that explain all of the other items. Most of these are related to gravity. I should say the visualization. Some people use marble, some people use water. And you get the power from the potential energy of the fluid or the material raised, in other words, elevated to a higher potential from where it's being delivered. And that's why the pipe analogy, the rough pipe, the large pipe, and the smooth pipe, as well as how much water's in the tank. Just consider if they have they drill a hole in the top of that water tower in Warrington. The water's not going to spurt very far, but if they drill a hole on the side near the bottom, that's going to squirt pretty far. Not that I'm encouraging doing that. But that's where we're at. As far as bands, nothing spectacular over the last week. I did catch last Saturday an opening down to the Central Coast area on 6 meters. A little bit of daytime and early morning tropo, a little bit west. Worked southern Illinois on Thursday on 6 meters on FT8. But not much of anything else. Not much of anything else since then. So that's where I'm at, and that's how I try to understand the potential versus current. K3FR back to KS1PPY.
Sounds good. Input from the actual engineer. They do not, in fact, hate the water analogy.
Because I've heard everybody use it, so I guess it's a good way to explain it.
All right. Well, we hit the bottom of the list. Let's go for another round of check-ins. Anybody want to join us late or recheck? Anybody have more input? Please give me a call.
KD4SD.
KD4REE. 9CDX recheck.
Okay, sounds good. I've got these all of them all messed up, but I know who you guys are. I just typed them in wrong. KG4SE, and I think I got KG4REE, same in up north of here, and KC9TDX recheck. If you wouldn't mind, when you guys go to get it, please give me your call signs again phonetically. You can just start with your call sign, but give your comments. I got KC4SV, but I know it's not KC4. What's the prefix of something else, but go ahead.
Okay, we'll try this differently. The station ending in Sierra Victor. Please give me your call sign again.
It's Kilo Delta 4 Sierra Victor.
Okay, sorry about that. I don't know what happened with that, but we'll go ahead and let you have yours. The question of the night is a good way to define current versus voltage. What's your favorite way? Go ahead, Dave.
Well, I always think of that PiScape. I guess it's like a circle with EI and R. I use that many times to figure out if I have a certain voltage and the resistance, what the current will be. So that's my answer to that question. KD4FC.
Roger that. Okay. Appreciate you stopping by, and thank you for the answer. Sorry, I had a brain fart on the call signs. And Sim up in, I can't remember where you're at now. I know I got your call sign typed in here wrong. If you give it to me again, and give us your comment. 4REE.
This is Kilo Delta 4 Romeo Echo Sim in Springfield, and I think you drove by my house a couple of times. Your Edsel Road and 395. Nothing, you're just checking in to say hi, and I have no clue about the difference between voltage and current, and that's what I'm actually trying to read about. And all I know is current is the number of electrons passing through a point in a wire, and voltage is something to do with the difference electrical potential between two points in a circuit, and that's all I understood so far, so I can't help out anymore. I'm just waiting for Christmas and New Year's Eve right now. Back to you from KD4REE.
Oh, roger that. Yeah, I've probably driven by there quite a few times driving Uber and Lyft during the night. You've probably heard me either go by or see my APRS coming through. I know I was through there like two or three times last night. So. But no worries. So thank you for the current versus voltage input. And feel free to join us again. I know you we like hearing from you down here, even if I mess up your call sign. KC9 TDX recheck. Go ahead.
Yes, this is Kilo Charlie 9, Tango Delta X-ray. Two things real quick. One is, I forget to mention before, I want to let Wayne know that my family, make sure they pray for his wife, and we hope she does. She's, you know, she gets better. The other thing I wanted to ask is, I forgot to mention before, I'm actually talking on the Yagi that I want to use, and for 40 watts, it's dual band, so I'm talking on the 2-meter version right now, but I was just curious, it, you know, this is connected to my little Yaesu HQ here, that's only got 5 watts, so kind of cabled in, you know, up into the Yagi, so I was just curious, if you can give me some feedback as to how well it sounds out there in the 400 repeater, CC9TX back in there.
Bob, you're, like I said, you're sounding good, full quieting, and not too much hiss. It sounds really good, so you're doing something right with it. I'm going to go ahead and close it up. Feel free, anybody who wants to stay on the repeater, do some testing with KC9TDX, or continued conversation about current versus voltage would be absolutely fabulous. Please keep in mind all your sick and shut-in friends in the club, and be sure to check on them. Prayers for K4JNT's wife. She's not doing well with her COVID fight and is on a respirator, so please keep her in your prayers. And I told Wayne, if we can reach out to him and let him know that if he needs anything, to give us a holler and let us know. This has been KS1PPY for the Farinet. Thank you for joining us tonight. If you would like further information regarding tonight's discussion or information on FARA, please see our website at w4va.org or send an email to farinet@w4va.org. Stand by for tones. And this is KS1PPY, closing the Farinet and returning the repeater to normal use. Merry Christmas all, and have a good one. 7-3.